Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. According to the Alan Combs show, and we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. I don't know how much time we have to be able to listen to it, but 120 scholars, Islamic scholars, got together, and I believe they're from around the world, but I know they're definitely from CARE, and which is the Council on American Islamic Relations, and they wrote a scholarly letter to ISIS and ISIL, denouncing what they're doing. Because, you know, we've talked about, you heard us talk about on the air, it's like, and Bridget, you know, talks about the silent majority is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where are the Muslims standing up and saying that what these guys are doing in ISIS is wrong, it needs to be renounced? And they did denounce it. And we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. I want to play just a little bit of McCombs' program here on Fox News as he's talking to them. Listen up.
I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Nihat Awad. He's Executive Director of the Council of American Islamic Relations, also known as CARE. And Nihat, you have written or participated in a letter to the head of ISIS, as I understand it, explaining point by point, in fact, refuting point by point, their so-called explanation of Islam and their use of your religion for the worst possible means. Tell us about what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Alan, for having me.
Yes, sir.
We've written this letter, and I had the honor to coordinate the formal launch of this letter in Washington, D.C. The letter is basically a draft by over 100 religious scholars from around the Muslim world, grand muftis, leaders of their communities that are well-respected and well-known in their countries. Basically, the letter is about 28 pages, tackling 24 points.
In Arabic.
In Arabic, but also there is a very accurate translation in English, and now I think the German version of the letter has been released. So the 24 points tackling all the issues that ISIS has used to convince recruiting members of their gang from different countries, especially the neighboring countries. And they have used, of course, religious text to convince people around them that they have legitimacy in conducting war the way they are doing it, by killing innocent people, harming minorities. And basically we say in the letter that he, the leader of ISIS, al-Baghdadi, and his soldiers are violating every spirit, every rule in the Islamic religion, whether in the Quran, the Muslim revealed text, or the tradition of the Prophet.
As I understand it, you quote classic religious texts that have been misinterpreted. What, for example, are some of the things in the Quran that you mentioned that have been misinterpreted by people?
Well, the most important one, and I'm just going to give you a quick order. No one is eligible to give fatwa or religious ruling or verdict except if she or he is highly educated and qualified in the sciences of Islam, the Arabic language, the Quran, the Hadith, which is the prophetic tradition, to be aware of the entire text in the Quran and the reason and circumstances in which the verses were revealed, and you cannot obtain or derive any ruling unless you know all the matters related to it. So you have to be intelligent, you have to be smart, you have to be capable of, it's like, you know, being a judge in the United States. You have to have a degree, and you have to pass certain tests. The most important thing after that, of course, the sanctity of human life. The taking of an innocent life in the Quran, nowhere else you can see that, is equivalent to the taking of the entire mankind. And the saving of one human life is equivalent to the saving of entire mankind. So ISIS and its soldiers have been killing people left and right without any due process, without any respect. And of course, you know, killing emissaries or ambassadors, and hence killing
and beheading, you know, right?
Journalists and aid workers. It is strictly prohibited in Islam.
Right.
And there is no justification, and there is no exceptional so-called circumstances to it.
The other thing you point out in this letter, which I think is extremely important, is that a caliphate has not been established and cannot be established unless there's complete agreement from the entire Muslim community.
Exactly. And so to have like a few thousand people appointing themselves as ruler of the Muslim world over 100.5 billion people is nothing short than circular logic and just, you know, tyranny.
There's only 7 billion people on the face of the earth, so there's not 100 billion folks. But understand that I am just thankful for these Muslim scholars to stand up and denounce. They denounced ISIS and ISIL, you know, where some people have given it legitimacy. And although you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and look about Islam, that, and we're going to make this all available for you, and you can find out more on the Alan Combs show. But that the Quran does say these things. The Quran does say to either convert, to put in servitude, or to smite the neck of the unbeliever. That's what it says to do. You could say to Pol Pot in Cambodia, you could say, well, you know, he's just got his own thing. But the Cambodian people would be saying, but he's over us, right? And he's killing us. He's right. Killed 25% of us. And so so this evil is being done in the name of Islam, being done in the name of Muhammad, and through texts that they're pulling out to be able to say what they're doing and declaring a caliphate. And so either way, I'm just thankful that there's no longer the silent majority, that 120 scholars in these different languages, they published this letter and they sent it to ISIS, you know, renouncing it. And that's very important, because there is a lot of peaceful Muslims, majority of them in the world and America. But now they're standing up like this, mm-hmm. Then now all together we can just say, you know, this is evil, that's mm-hmm. not good, and that we should love our fellow man. And if that's the religion you practice, that's you. But I follow Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. He's the only way to God, and he loves you, and he's got a plan for your life. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is the day you can do that. We shared our stories at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.